Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our previous shiur, Rambam, Hilchos Malachim, Perek Aleph, Halacha Yud. In the previous shiur, we saw the aside that there are two types of kings. There's a which we already discussed in our shiurim on Halacha Ches and Tes. That there's a Melech Be'etzem, and then there's a Melech. Who's Melech Befoyal, in practice he's Melech, but he's not a king Be'etzem. We said that this is what the Rambam means in the beginning of the halacha here. In Moshe Malchi, he's still talking about a Melech Be'etzem. Such a show. Him, your Melech, B'Shem and Afar Siman, whereas a Melech Yehuda is B'Shem and Mishcha, but he doesn't rule over Yerushalayim, but in a manner of Yerushalayim, lo elam mizera Yisrael, mizera Dov, elam elch Yisrael, mizera Dovid. Only Zera Dovid gets Jerusalem. Vein Moshe mele Zera Dovid, but the Mashiach B'Shem and HaMishcha is only B'Zera Dovid. Here the Rambam goes over to talk about the other type of king. Melech Chelki Shal Melech Yehuda, Melech Shiftei Yisrael. When there's a person's a Melech Chelki, there's a Din Mashicha for Malchei Yehuda, who's only Mizera Dovid. Hashem came to somebody who's not Mizera Dovid, Malchei Yisrael. If he doesn't have a Din Melech Yisrael Be'etzem, he has no Mashicha. Not B'Shem and HaMishcha, not B'Shem and HaFarsim, unless it's the Hashkid is a Machlekes. Hashkid is a Machlekes. It's an Ander Zach in Gansen, but that's not a Din. That's just the Hashkid is still quite the Machlekes, whereas when it comes to Malchei Beis Dovid, it's a Din. It's going to be Mashicha. It's going to be Mashicha to be Mashkid. When there's Machlekes, there's Mashicha. Even if he's not a king Be'etzim, there's Mashicha. As long as he's not Melech ben Melech. Melech ben Melech, there's no need for Mashicha. It's with him. Anyway, that's to summarize what we saw in the previous shir. So now we go fight there. Again, based on the Torah of Moreno Rabbeinu, the Yitzhak Man Zitzal. Melechem Mishneh in Halacha Yud Beis asks, how come the Rambam, Halacha Yud Beis, the Rambam says that Ein Moishchen Melech Ben Melech Elim Hokein Hoysa Shom Machlekes. Then you anoint him in order to be Mesalik, the Machlokes. And he brings three examples. Shlomo, Bnei Adoni Yohu, Yoi Osh, Mipnei Atalya, and Yohoi Achaz, Mipnei Yohoi Yokim. So while it's the Machlokes, you do the Mashicha. So Hiksha Lechem Mishneh, why did the Rambam also bring the example of Mashichas Yehu, which the Gemara brings? It's also Alts Machlekes. Why does the Rambam omit that one? V'yoseh mizeh hikshah mashakosev Rambam perek Aleph mikhlei mikdosh halocha yud Aleph v'mhoiseh sham machlekes moishchen oisoy kamo shemashchu shlomo mipnei machlekes adon yohu v'yo'osh mipnei atalya v'yeho achaz מפני יהויקים אחיו, וזה שמשה החליש שלי יהו, לא בשמן המשחה משחוי, אלא בשמן אפר סימון. ודבר זה, מסוירס ביד החכומים. So it's משמע מזה, from the fact that the Rambam says, that דווקא יהו was anointed with the אפר סימון שמן, with the שמן אפר סימון. It's משמע that the previous examples were anointed with the Shemen HaMishcha. And that's not true. Because it's Lehedya Nigemoran Krisus that Yehoachaz was anointed with Shemen Afar Simon, Mishum Shebiyom of Kfar Nignaz Shemen HaMishcha. The Shemen HaMishcha had already been stored away. Kachit Shah Lechem Mishneh. Ein Shambalacha Mishnah, the Enochinami Kenu, it's true. Veloy Baharambam, El Yashe Mashikos of Elmina, Shein Moishin Beshemin Hamishra El Malche, Beis David. The Rambam is coming to be Miyashev, what he wrote earlier, that you're only anointing with Shemin Hamishra kings from the house of David. So how does that work with Yehu? And on that the Rambam writes that his Mashiach was b'shemen afar simoim. So Enoch Inami, the Rambam himself, would agree that Yehoahaz was nimshach b'shemen afar simoim, and the Rambam's arbit, the Rambam's issue in this halacha, was just to be miyashev Yehu. And to explain that you think Yehu was nimshach b'shemen hamishcha, he wasn't. Ad kan midivrei halachem mishnah. However, this is a very dochuk, it would seem, explanation, because the din of shemen hamishcha b'malchei beis David, the Rambam writes in halacha vov. Umay taima notar ad halacha yud aleph liyashev shlo yikshem Yehu. Why did the Rambam wait from halacha vov, biz halacha yud aleph, to be miyashev the fourth with Yehu? In yud aleph and in vov he already writes that ain mishicha shem nevishcha b'malcha beis David. So if he's bothered by Yehu, why wait five halachas? However, based on what we said, we can understand very well, because based on our explanation in the previous shiul, B'malchei Beis David, Yesh Din Meshicha. Even though he's not Melech Yisrael, and if you can't do it with the Shemen HaMishcha, Al Kol Ponim, there's a Din Meshicha, and you can be Mekayim this Din, even B'Shemen HaFar Simoim, as we see by a Melech Yisrael, Mishar Shifte Yisrael, Sheyesh Bo Din Meshicha. Miskayin din mishichosoi gam b'shemen afar simon. Umashenkin b'melech mishar shifte Yisrael. Ki Yehu ein klal din mishicha afilu b'machloikes. But when it comes to a melech of shar shifte Yisrael like Yehu, if it's a din of a melech be'etzem, who has a din mishicha, you can be mekayim this din with shemen afar simoim. But if he's a melech mishar shifte Yisrael, who doesn't have a din of melech be'etzem, he's ruling b'foyel, but he's not a melech be'etzem, as we explained in the previous shiur, and in other shiurim at great length, that there's such a concept of being melech, but not in essence, he's just an acting ruler. And that's like Yehu, there's no din Mashicha, even b'machloikas. As we explained in the previous shiur, there's no din Mashicha. We said in the previous shiur that Mashichas Yehu lo yasid klal din, ela pu'ula be'alma lahashkit ha'machloikas. V'ayin ba'oruch l'ner b'krisus sham. He writes be'emes that Yehu was anointed with a special tzivui, because mitzad malchei Yisrael there's no Mashicha even b'machloek as ayin sham ba'oruch l'ner. And that's the Rambam says, that Yehu was not anointed with Shemen HaMishcha or Shemen HaFar Samayim. But even though that's also what happened with Yehoiachaz, he was also anointed with the Shemen HaFar Samayim. Nevertheless, Yehoiachaz had a din Mashicha. And the Rambam is coming to tell us, dinei Mashicha. So by Yehoiachaz, it was a din Mashicha. And by Yehu, it was no din Mashicha at all. So that's the contrast the Rambam is making between the first three and Yehu. First, we had a din mashiach, even though Yoachaz was b'shem and afar simon, but akoponim, this melech Yisrael had a din mashiach, this melech Yehuda had a din mashiach. Hashem ken yeh wasn't even a din. It was tam apul lahash k'tam achleikas. The Rambam is telling us dinei mashiach. The kanal she'ein b'melech b'chai gavna shum din mashiach. There's no din mashiach by a melech Yisrael. In the Sefer Shar Yosef of the Chido, in Horius, he brings the Girsa of the Yifei Mare and Yerushalmi Shkolim. Perek Vav, Alach Alav, Tani Yatsu Shem, Balshem, Melech, Melech, Alav, Be'em, Machlekes. You only anoint the king, the son of a king, because of Machlekes, otherwise there's no Mashiach. And the Gemara brings from Shlomoi, Yo'osh, Yo'achaz, V'yeyu. And then the Gemara asks from the Pasuk, Av Kum Mashcheu, Ki Hu Zeh, Zeh Ton Mashiach. Ve'ein Malchei Yisrael tun in Mashiach. David requires Mashiach, but not Malchei Yisrael. So, how can you say you're Moshiach? The Gemara is understanding that you're Moshiach even Malchei Yisrael. And then the Gemara says, no, don't think that. Tani Rak Yo'achaz. Because how can you say Yehu? It's Yo'achaz, but not Yehu. And then the Gemara asks, Ayoshio Gunzo Bisman Yo'achaz. Yeshayo put it away. So how can you say that Yo'achaz was anointed? Yoshio had already been Gonez the Shemin by the time of Yo'achaz. And for the Gemara, had the Omra be'afar simoini nimshach. Ah, that's only about talking about a far simoin. Yo'achaz was anointed with a far simoin. So the kasha is, since b'lav ochi anyway we're talking about a far simoin, then Yehu should have been mentioned. That was the Gemara answered earlier, right, Yo'achaz, but amid Yehu, because Yehu is a melech Yisrael. And Melech Yisrael are not Ton Mashiach, don't require Mashiach. So knock out Yehu from the list, it's only Yo'achaz. But now the Maskana Sagamar, Yehu should be back on the list. You're talking about Shemin Afar Simoin. That's the Kasha of the Chido. So he was Nidchak, he's changed the Girsa in the Sefer Hara Moiriyo, in Perek Aleph Mikle HaMikdosh. He talks about this. But based on our analysis, we understand very well, Sharegam Meshicha be'afar simoin is also midin zeta on Meshicha. That doesn't apply to Malchei Yisrael. Only Malchei based David require Meshicha even with Shemin afar simoin. And Yehu was anointed either mitzivui miyuchod, like we saw before in the Oruch Lanir, or like we said in the previous year, it's a maise ba'alma, it's a pula ba'alma, it's tam in action, lahashkita machlokes, ha-machlokes. To silence the machlokes, oi bazoi, kumtoi, that even the maskanas hadvarim, Yehu isn't on the list. Yehu doesn't belong on the list, because this is only a list of people who are nimshach midin mashicha, that they really have to be anointed. And not people who are anointed Shalom Yidin, not according to the strict halacha, but for a side reason, a special tzivu, Yamaisa Be'alma. So therefore, the fact that we knocked Yehu off the list earlier in the Gemara, we remain with that. Because the Gemara is only listing those who were anointed Midin Mashiach, and even a Far Simon counts if you don't have the Shemin HaMishra. Because that's also Mashiach, but what you did for Yehu, as Na'at Melech Yisrael, he didn't need Mashiach at all. Being that he's not a Melech Yisrael Batsim, and that you did Mashicha is only Lahashkiras HaMachlekes or Mitzin Tzivui Ba'alma. So we can stick with our gears in the Gemara, and for the Kash of the Shal Yosef, Shin Yehu be back on the list. And to explain these two gidrei mishicha, sheyesh bem nafka mina lemelech mishar shiftei Yisrael, who that the pasuk of kum mashcheyu ki huzeh. We want to understand two different types of mishicha. And now we're going to explain what they are. The Geder. The Pasuk of Kum Mashcheyu Ki Hu Zeh, Zeh Ton Mashicha Vein Acher Ton Mashicha. That only David HaMelech is getting Mashicha and others don't require Mashicha. Malcha, only Malchi Beis David. Has two aspects to it. Number one, he has to be a melech al kol Yisrael ki David. And number two, if he's ki David, kol shehu ki David, dehainu mi beis David, yesh boi mishicha. One aspect is that he has to be a zah king, that he's king over all of Israel, or that he's from beis David. And then he's going to have Mashicha. And for the drush of Melech Kol Yisrael, that's the Alfusan, the Ikar Din Mashicha. That Melech Kol Yisrael Ki David requires Mashicha. But the Din Shemen HaMishcha that was said in this Pasuk was only said by David and Beis David. In other words, the Din Mashicha Mitzad Malchus Kol Yisrael. And din Mashicha mitzad David u beis David. Okay, so these are the two gedarim in Mashicha. One is mitzad Malchus kol Yisrael, and the other is mitzad beis David. Mitzad Malchus kol Yisrael, you need Mashicha. I'm not telling you which doesn't have to be specifically Shemen HaMishcha. Mitzad David u beis David. That's dafka Shemen HaMishcha. So you learn two things from this pasuk. You learn that if he's a melech al kol Yisrael, he needs Mashicha. And you learn that if he's a melech al beis David, he requires Mashicha b'shemen ha-mishcha. And that's what Chazal received as the alfusa from this pasuk. And because of this, Shaul required Mashicha. We saw he was nimshach b'shemen ha-far semayim. Mitzad melech al kol Yisrael. Some even say B'Shemen HaMishcha, it was before David. He's even able to be Nimshach B'Shemen HaMishcha. Gam B'Yerovam Kosev B'Sefer Shar Yosef B'Shem HaKirya Sefer Ba'Bar Benel, that Achiyo HaShiloni was Moisheachim B'Shemen HaFar Simoin. Even Yerovam, Jeroboam as they call him in English, was anointed with Shemen HaFar Simoin. He was a Melech Be'etzim Al Kol Yisrael. And this stems very well with what we're saying. Because Yerovam was Melech Kol Yisrael before he sinned. However, so that's Gevaldik. He was Melech Kol Yisrael Memeli. He's Chayv in Mashicha. Shemen HaFar Semayim. Now the Abar Benel writes it sad. Sheloi Nimshach Yerovam Kevin Sheyarak Melech Yisrael. Vahainu, the boy Kidovid. So here's a tzad that Yerovam wasn't anointed because you have to be king over all of the Jewish people to be anointed because we require that you be like David, who is Melech al Kol Yisrael, including Jerusalem. Hashem came Yerovam, whose kingship was limited because there was a nir le David, there was this furrow, there was this light, however you translate nir. Meaning the Malchus of David was in Yerushalayim, and that's a Hagbola on the Malchus of Yerovam, and Memeli Yerovam didn't get Mashicha. Mashen Ken Shol Adas HaKesef Mishneh, he was Melech Al Kol Yisrael Mamish, and therefore he had a Din Mashicha. So Yerovam is debatable, but Shol's not. Shol's in the Pasuk. In the Meiri, in Horios, and Daf Yud Aleph Amud Beis, he asks, how are they Mamlech Shol al HaKol? How is Shol Melech over everybody? Ein Memanim B'Yerushalayim Ela Mizera Beis David. You're only allowed to anoint in Jerusalem from the seed of David, and Shaul was certainly not from the seed of Beis David. So the Magia there, the one who wrote the glosses on the Meiri, is wondering, they weren't Mamlech Shaul b'Yerushalayim. As Ma Bayasha la Meiri, she shoel ein mamanim ela mizera Beit David b'Yerushalayim, ze lo ya b'chlal b'Yerushalayim. But based on what we explain, the Indian of Yerushalayim is primarily teaching us that Shehu Melech Befoyal Beloy Agbola Klal. And that's why he has Mashiach. Because he's a king with no limits. And that's why he has Mashiach. Vishol Shinimshach Bal Kochenu Melech Beloy Agbola Melech Beloy Agbola Klal. Shaul, who was anointed, was unlimited. He was ruler over everybody. And this, the Meiri is asking very well. Shaul wasn't he based David? So how is he ruling without limits? That's the Meiri's kasha. Because a Melech mi based David is anointed in Yerushalayim, and theoretically he could rule over Jerusalem and everywhere else. So the Meiri is asking, how come Shaul is ruling over everything? He's not from based David. So how can he rule Eloi Hagbala Klal? And on that, he was Metaretz Kishitosoi, as we spoke about in the previous year, that Shaul was Kimemale Mokom LeBeis David. I think we spoke about this. And because of this, he has a Din Malchus Beis David Mamish, which is an unlimited Malchus. Hashem Ken Yehovam wasn't Melech in Yerushalayim, then Yerushalayim, Mizera Beis David were Melech. Because of this, he was not anointed, according to some, as we explained, but Shaul was a Malchus B'li Hagbola. So that's fantastic. And Mirza Hashem Yisborach, we will continue because we still have a lot more to talk about. And Ad Kan Hadvarim Hayu Niflaim. And we look forward to expanding upon this and seeing more and more Niflaos Gedolos Mitoras Hashem Yisborach. Thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom, sweet Israel.